News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Minister of State at the Department of Transport, James Lawless, has said he supports the introduction of mandatory CCTV in taxis. And I'm joined now by Jim Waldron, spokesperson for the National Private Hire and Taxi Association. Good morning to you, Jim. Do you support the idea of mandatory CCTV in taxis?
Well, as it stands, Ciara, now would be the answer to that. We don't know what mandatory CCTV means at this moment in time. So there's a lot of unanswered questions. There was a suggestion some years back that CCTV would be put into cars mandatory and was rejected overwhelmingly by taxi drivers. Now, we're open to the conversation, and I think it's time that, rather than me hearing statements on the public airwaves, that we actually sit down in a room and discuss what we mean by mandatory CCTV.
OK, I would have thought what is meant is a camera in your taxi.
Well, that's what everybody thinks. But like, who stores the footage? Who gets access to it? Does the driver have to pay to get access to it? There's a lot of unanswered questions, but it's not the answer to the problems that we've had recently. The answer to the problems that we've had recently is more stringent vetting and maybe re-vetting of taxi drivers and reassurance from the guard.
Well, it is and it isn't, Jim, because you could vet people till you were blue in the face, but some people will slip through the net that don't show up on any database, that haven't committed any crimes, and therefore they're driving around with a blemish-free record according to the guards, and they pass any vetting, but they nonetheless are predators. They just haven't been convicted, or they haven't been, you know, there haven't been accusations levelled against them at that point. So vetting won't save everything. What CCTV will do is if something happens, Jim, in a taxi, there should be evidence there, or else the taxi driver has turned off the CCTV. There should be evidence there of what actually happened. It would have protected those girls.
I don't believe that. I don't want to go into a particular case, but I don't believe it will protect the girls. My understanding is that.
Hang on, Jim. If a taxi driver, he's convicted, so we have no issue. No, let me put it to you.
Well,
let me put the question to you.
Let me finish what I was going to say. What I was going to say. He was already under inquiry at the time for assaulting a child. Why was he still driving a taxi? He was already under inquiry since 2020. He shouldn't have been in the taxi.
I fully agree with that. But what I'm saying to you is I think it would have protected, because if he had a CCTV, do you think that he's going to climb into the back seat and assault a girl? I don't think he is.
Do you not think he's going to switch it off if he's that type
That is an issue around CCTV, because presumably the person in charge of the CCTV is the taxi driver.
Can I give you a very practical thing, getting away from the very extremes of it? But the very practical thing is that when a car goes into the NCT centre at the moment, he's required to turn off the CCTV.
Okay.
Like, that's actually a practical thing. So do you uninstall your CCTV to get your NCT passed?
You know, I presume you just turn it off. You just said you turn it off, and that would seem perfectly reasonable.
But can you turn off the CCTV? That's the question. Like, we don't know these things. Like, some guys have...
These strike... Just for people listening, CCTV, Jim, I would say to you, these seem like small potatoes. The quibble about who pays for it, or who gets access to it, or whether or not it is turned off during an NCT. When you put those quibbles against the safety, of particularly of single solo women travelling home at night in taxis, they seem like small grievances, really, that can be sorted out fairly easily.
Well, it may seem small to you, Ciara, but they're not small to a person who's going to be monitored every time he gets into his car, whether it's for private use or for public service use. They're not small to us. They're very important issues, and we've discussed them in the past.
Would you see them as important of the safety of travellers?
No, the safety of travellers is ultimate,
yeah,
and we're all for the safety of travellers. But we need to have the discussion to see where it starts and where it finishes.
Okay. Like, can I ask you a last question, Jim?
Can I just say to you, like, you know, if you told somebody, look, I'm just going to charge another €1,000 a year to operate your business, like, it's a lot of money, it's a lot of taxi fares to get back, like, you know what I mean?
I absolutely accept that there could be a cost in this for taxi drivers, but what I am putting to you is, if the details, the, you know, about who the cost, whether it has to be turned on and off at various times or what have you, if those what seem like reasonably small issues can be sorted, would you be in favour of it then?
We were willing to sit down in a room and discuss it and see what we come out with, like, absolutely. But I'm still telling you that the problem is not going to be addressed by CCTV. The problem is proper vetting, and everybody within the industry even now can be re-vetted, and that's where we should be starting, and that's what the politicians should be calling for.
All right. I'm not sure it should be either or. I think it probably should be both. But look, thank you. I do appreciate you coming on and speaking to us this morning. That is Jim Waldron, their spokesperson for the National Private Hire and Taxi Association. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.